GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today we're diving into a week that feels like we accidentally stepped into a crypto-themed soap opera. We've got Iran-related insider trading scandals, Ethereum's talent drain, and index funds forced to cozy up with Ethereum, whether they like it or not. Oh, and Wall Street's latest breakup with Bitcoin ETFs. Let's dig in. First up, the big splash of the week. Prediction markets are under fire, thanks to a $2.4 million insider trading debacle involving Polymarket. If you've ever dabbled in prediction markets, you know they're basically the Wild West of finance, and Congress has decided they're more unlawful than lawful neutral. 9 accounts raked in millions by betting on a secret Iranian strike, prompting the introduction of the so-called Death Bets Act. This proposed legislation aims to eliminate war contracts, which is a real buzzkill for those who like to mix global conflict with gambling. But honestly, making money off geopolitical chaos is about as ethical as selling ice cream during a snowstorm. While this could lead to tighter regulations, it also means those building prediction platforms might need to pivot or face the axe. Over in the Ethereum camp, we've got drama of a more internal flavor, a talent exodus that makes you wonder if Vitalik's running a blockchain-themed Game of Thrones. Ethereum's co-founder issued an anime-centric mandate that's proving to be a real community splitter, leading to the resignation of 8 senior researchers. As much as I appreciate a good anime, this is like the CTO of a major tech firm insisting everyone dress like their favorite comic book character on Fridays. It's whimsical, but not exactly conducive to retaining top-tier talent. For Ethereum, this is a wake-up call. Secure your human capital or risk watching it walk out the door. Meanwhile, on the other side of the spectrum, index funds are inadvertently adding Ethereum to their portfolios. The Russell 3000 reconstitution list now includes 2 Ethereum treasury companies, Bitmine Immersion Technologies and SharpLink Gaming. This means every passive fund tracking the Russell 3000 is now forced to hold Ethereum by proxy. It's reminiscent of MicroStrategy's Bitcoin playbook. Buy a crypto, list on a major index, and watch traditional finance squirm as they follow suit. With $12.2 trillion in assets benchmarked against these indices, the inclusion of Ethereum treasury companies could be a game changer, pushing ETH further into mainstream financial territory, whether those fund managers want it or not. As if that wasn't enough excitement for one week, Wall Street has decided to give Bitcoin ETFs the cold shoulder, pulling out a staggering $1.26 billion over 6 straight days. This marks the worst outflow since late January, and frankly, it's not a great look for Bitcoin's institutional allure. Monday, May 18th was particularly brutal, with $648.64 million in redemptions, a financial bloodbath that seemed to set the tone for the rest of the week. When 6.5% of Bitcoin's market cap is concentrated in these ETFs, such a mass exodus isn't just a blip on the radar, it's a full-blown storm. This could signify a shift in how institutions view Bitcoin, potentially moving from being a hedge against inflation to just another volatile asset. For crypto builders and job seekers, this week's events are a mixed bag. Prediction market platforms may need to reevaluate their compliance strategies. Ethereum developers might find new opportunities as the foundation undergoes a talent shuffle. And with Ethereum's creeping integration into traditional finance, the demand for blockchain expertise is likely to rise. Meanwhile, those in the Bitcoin ETF space should brace for a rocky road ahead unless they can coax institutions back into the fold. That's all for today. Keep building. Keep grinding and stay updated on how these shifts affect your next career move in the crypto universe. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.